Now, it's Heidi and Frank.
It's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Wake up!
You need to wake yourself up.
Wake yourself up!
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
So, what are we doing today?
We are gonna have so much fun.
Oh, fun is so fun.
That's what this show is all about.
Great.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Showtime.
Yes, it is Wednesday, September 24th. It is a special day today. It is National Punctuation Day.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
Nothing else really going on, you know, this particular day of the year. So,
what's your favorite punctuation?
Let's just put a period on that and move on to, you know, since there's nothing special happening other than National Punctuation Day today.
Okay. Nothing special.
Nothing special. Nothing. Look at, you're doing the quotation marks.
Finger bunnies. Finger bunnies.
Another punctuation mark of some sort. Okay. Before we move on with the show, do you want to do a little roundtable of punctuation? Okay. So I said period earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How you went with the old quotation marks?
Yes.
Johnny.
Question mark?
Question mark.
I said it like there was a question mark at the end.
Question mark?
Yes, question mark. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a definitely one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Renee?
One that always used to make me snicker as a kid. The colon.
Oh.
Yeah, the colon, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jordan?
Exclamation mark.
Right, great. Great one.
I think it's an exclamation point.
No.
Yes, it's not a question.
It's not a mark?
It's an exclamation point.
It's a point.
It's a question mark, but it's an exclamation point.
Because it's got that little dot at the bottom.
So you're out.
So.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Already?
No, yes. Damn it. Exclamation
Damn
point.
It.
Really get into it. That's ironic that you missed out on that. All right. Corey, punctuation?
Oh, gosh, Frank. I think we're just going to have to stop real quick and put an asterisk by this.
Asterisk? Oh, my God. Is that a punctuation mark?
I'm hoping.
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
Like, well, you put it next to something when it's questioned.
You put it before something, right? Like
no,
like,
you put it after.
It's after
you
the
sure?
word.
Yeah.
Yes, with an asterisk by it, but because that means you've got a question.
Indicates
it,
or, like
no,
no, it just indicates that there's conditions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the pound sign, is that punctuation or is that because that's like the number symbol?
Don't rush ahead. All right, so Google does tell us that the asterisk is, in fact, a punctuation.
Okay. For the win.
Yep. She's on. She's on the board. All right.
Indicates a
footnote. So pound sign would be as well?
Oh.
Or number symbol?
You mean a hashtag?
Or hashtag.
It used to be the pound symbol,
Pound. Pound it.
Pound it.
Colon.
Is that somebody's official answer? Are we going
of what it's called?
No.
We did Corey.
You want to take one off the board or anything?
Okay.
I will go with semicolon.
that is a good one. That is the one punctuation I don't know how to use. I really don't. I've seen it, and I just don't
I think that's the one that's on the bubble of extinction. Like, well, all punctuation is on the bubble of extinction because people just don't use it anymore. And texting is the number one way we all write. I mean, like this morning when I text Heidi happy birthday.
Did I get that?
It must not have gone through.
No, I don't have anything.
Well, I set this whole punctuation day up so I could say I texted you and I didn't put any capital letters or punctuation on it.
Oh, never, you know what? I think I have blocked you from...
You blocked me? What in the hell? Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, exclamation point. Thank you.
Hooray!
Appreciate it. Oh.
Yes. September 24th is Heidi's birthday.
The day I came into the world.
Exclamation point.
I was born at 11:43 tonight. So, my
period.
Mom. Period.
There's a colon in there. 11:43.
That's colon, but where do you use a semicolon?
Semicolon is, I think, used somewhere in a run-on sentence.
Okay.
But
why wouldn't that be a comma?
I don't know.
Well, it's to solidify a point, but continue the conversation in that same
like you're
sentence.
Adding. It's adding on to the point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like you say something, but you're not done saying it. So the semicolon comes in to continue that line of thought.
Oh, see, I do a dot, dot, dot when I'm talking like
your
that.
Your thought process, then you probably should use a semicolon.
An ellipsis.
Maybe
yeah,
not.
The ellipsis.
The dot, dot, dot is like, I'm thinking about it, and here's the result.
No, it'd be like if I'm texting you, Frank, and I go, oh, Johnny, I tell you what, today he was just such a a-hole on the show, dot, 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 just kidding.
We'll see.
The or dot, 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 don't you think?
No, the dot, dot, dot is to let it sit so there is a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, JK. Or LOL. Yeah, it's right, like, right, oh. Right.
Or
dot, dot,
or this
dot
emoji.
Like, made you think yeah. about the same thing.
Okay.
But I was just kidding about it.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm being serious.
I don't know. I'll probably never use a semicolon because I don't have even right now, I don't have the confidence to do it. So I won't use it. So
semicolons when you only go halfway in.
Right. When she goes, just a little.
Just uh-huh. It's just the
just
tip.
Just the tip.
Butt buddies.
Where do we leave off? Heidi, I think I texted you for your birthday, and then what did I say? I said semicolon, and then we stopped there. So
that
it's up to you.
Well, I'm gonna say the.
You're out, huh?
Parenthesis.
Damn it. Yes. Ooh. All right, Johnny.
What is it? What is that one that's like kind of looks like a parenthesis, but it's boxier? It looks like the side of a square,
like a bracket.
Yeah. What is that called? I don't even know.
I think
know.
They're called brackets. Yeah.
Brackets?
But I think it's more of like a math punctuation.
Okay. No,
let's not move ahead to the next round
table. There's brackets and then there's parentheses inside the brackets. Yeah. And you got to do this first.
Mm-hmm.
Before
you
got to
find
the rest of it.
Brackets. What are brackets?
Yeah, still, yes, brackets are a type of punctuation mark used to set apart extra information, most notably within quotations.
Wow.
Where they clarify or add context to the original text.
This too could be.
No wonder we gave this up.
This is why texting's easier with no punctuation. Just say what you want to say. Don't be like, well, as I was saying earlier, if you notice my brackets.
This is exactly why text can't be too long.
Like, that's
true. They should never be more than one screen. I should never have to scroll through a text. Mm. When you're texting that much, call.
Hmm.
Or
talk to the person.
Or
make it an email. Because it's way too much. If I have to go scrolling through this thing.
Mm-mm.
Voice memo.
How do you feel about the people who send a text and then send it, and then more thought, send it, and your phone's like, bra-bring, 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 bra-bring.
Oh,
what the
know.
Hell is happening? Think it, write it down in your notes, think about it,
my
and then send it.
The other day, we were like, talking about like going over to her house and watching the Bronco game. And so my wife was like, oh, I'll, pick up tri-tip or something. And she goes, oh, that'd be great. And could you also pick up? And then she was just zapping around, and she basically listed everything in a grocery store just one at a time. I'm like, stop it. She's funny that way.
Yeah. Chip off the old block.
Oh, yeah. Annoying and funny. let's see. Okay, we left off with brackets. All right.
All right. So an ampersand.
Ooh,
like
that's
Heidi
a good one.
And Frank.
Yes.
Right? Does that
yes.
count?
Yes. Ampersand.
The punctuation?
I guess. I don't know.
I think that just replaces Jordan? The word.
I don't know.
Jordan?
Yes, an ampersand is considered a typographical symbol. Yep, a type of punctuation or special character that functions as a substitute for a word. So, technically.
Okay, so it is, right?
Punctuation, yeah. A type of punctuation.
Oh, well, 818 used a contraction.
Oh.
You all look at me like...
Okay, so that's with the little hash in between the...
That's like...
No, contraction is like with an apostrophe.
Haven't.
Oh,
so have not.
So the apostrophe.
Those are called contractions.
Yeah, apostrophe.
Those are contractions.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, they are apostrophes, but they're used, but not,
The baby's coming soon.
But they're called, all those words are called contractions. So yes, the apostrophe is the punctuation inside a contraction, and I haven't got my Billy Idol tickets that I won. 818.
Oh, that is a contraction, and that's sad.
Well, that probably gave us out yesterday. Is it for tonight, though? Oh, it's tomorrow night, Billy Idol tickets. So check your spam if you got... Mm-hmm. If you ever win tickets, check your spam email first, and then reach out. I'll get your number. 818, and then we'll figure it out for you. No worries. Don't worry about that.
Thank you for calling customer service here at the Heidi and Frank Show.
That's how you get things done around here. You got to let me know about it.
Very important to us. Please stay on the line.
And I'll, oh, nice, Heidi. I put happy birthday, and she was like, who this? So I am blocked. So you don't even know who this is.
I know you're in my phone as Frank Kramer. 818-9.
Everybody knows my number anyway. My God. I got every batshit crazy person out there texting me.
Well, that's your own fault.
Oh, I know, but I love it.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love calls from drunk people?
I love sending the transcripts to the authorities.
Drunk Heather from Canada at 2 in the morning.
No. I just love you some.
Go Canada.
All right, where was that person with the 818? Billy Idol tickets. Let me see. It's proving that I take care of it when it happens. I'm taking a picture of their name and number right now, and I'm going to give it to the authorities. And they will reach out.
The good authorities.
Yes, it's the good ones, not the bad
the
ones.
Ticket authority.
I will send to the bad ones too, and they will reach out to you and tell you to cease and desist or you're going to jail.
Stop harassing us.
Prize, please.
Another text coming in. Good morning, Uncle Frank. Comma. Ooh, look, somebody text with a punctuation. Maybe they're celebrating just today. Every other day they don't. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to let you know that I received my crack t-shirt yesterday and proudly representing in Alabama. Comma.
Alabama.
Hope you have a great show today. Comma.
That should be a semicolon if I've learned anything. More to say.
Maybe the semicolon was after hope you have a great day. I mean, it's just continuing a different thought than comma Russ in Alabama. I know he sent the picture in, Russ in Alabama. I said post that for all the VIPs. He sent me pictures, you know, sometimes. Throw them up there so everybody's watching the show can see it. If you're a VIP, you can watch the show. Was. It's a webcast every single day. And then you get the show anytime you want. I mean, if you're not watching live, you can watch it any other time you want at your leisure and all your devices where you can watch stuff. All right? So become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. While you're there, get some merch from the merch store. All the fall gear is in there. The orange 95.5 KLOS shirts. There
Sick.
He is.
Oh, look damn. At him. Look at him, man. Out on the river.
Out on the lake or the river.
The river. Damn.
In Alabama, drinking a Michelob Ultra.
Frank, he looks like he could be your older brother.
I know, he called me Uncle Frank. he's from Alabama. He probably is 35. It's rough there.
Yeah.
But he's living the dream. Look at that guy.
I know, just out on the water.
Crack shirt.
Having a Mick Ultra. America's favorite beer.
Well, you know who it knocked off the top? Michelob Ultra. No.
Bud Light?
No.
Modelo?
Modelo.
Yeah, that's a good beer right there.
It's because everyone who drank Modelo has been deported. And so Michelob Ultra is now the number one beer.
That can't be true.
It's not. Comma. I was joking. Dot, dot, dot. Asterisk.
Brackets, brackets.
You know how you could tell he's from Alabama, too? Is if you look at his picture, he's not using, he's not showing any of his teeth when he smiles. That's how you know.
Yeah.
He doesn't have enough teeth to show.
That's right.
Right. He's got summer teeth. Summer missing.
All right. So we've covered, this is National Punctuation Day. We've covered the apostrophe, the contraction. Mm-hmm. Question marks, quotation marks, exclamation point, parenthesis.
What about
colons
the
colons and semicolons have been mentioned. What?
At sign. That's a big one.
Period's been mentioned. The at, I don't know if that's punctuation or not.
100%
it's
is.
It's a symbol. I don't know if it's a punctuation. It's a symbol, like the pound. I think pound might just be a symbol.
But ampersand is a was considered an
ampersand.
Because at is it's replacing a word at. It's replacing the word at.
I don't know. At. If replacing words is punctuation. You said ampersand is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think ampersand is.
I don't know. I'm going to question Google on this.
We're still learning.
I think.
Ooh, we got. No, the at sign is not a punctuation mark.
Mm. Oh, you're all on his side.
What the hell does it say it is? Yeah. Symbol?
It says the same as an ampersand. It is a typographical.
There you go.
Yeah, symbol with its own distinct uses, most notably in email addresses and social media. So it's not.
So whoever said ampersand and that was at
so that's
symbol,
Renee.
Both of you are out.
No, what? Ampersand was considered.
Yeah.
It says the ampersand is, in fact,
no,
some punctuation, but the at Renee sign is not.
I don't care, Renee's out.
There's no way it's called the at sign. What is the technical name for it?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what it says.
It's easier just to write at.
The umlaut? No, the two dots above a letter?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We don't know the name of that. You know, it doesn't say.
I think there is a usage for the umlaut, though, in the English language. I know normally you see it over like letters in foreign languages that have used the alphabet.
Just a horizontal colon. Hey.
A horizontal colon.
Well, just saying, you turn the colon horizontal, and you got yourself an angle.
Switching positions. Let's get in the umlaut position. What the hell does the umlaut do, though? I think, it changes the sound of the E to make
the
U.
Is it over the U, I think?
I don't know.
No, it's any vowel. So you
any vowel. You put over any vowel, and it makes the vowel soft, not hard. It
makes the vowel sound like the vowel that precedes it. So it's supposed to.
So an E sounds like an A, an I sounds like an E.
Yep.
An O sounds like a I?
Laut, yeah.
Well, like Dusseldorf.
How to spell
why don't you just use the damn vowel? It sounds like
a diacritic mark, which is a type of punctuation mark that above the vowel to change its pronunciation or indicate a different sound in a language.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah,
so they only use that for us, so we can know how to say the word.
Yeah.
So the word Deutsch, Deutsch meaning, you know, German.
What? That's what that means. Deutsch is German.
Deutsch. No, Deutsch.
No, Deutsch.
So I think there's an umlaut because it's like D-E-U-T-C-H, Deutsch.
Who knows?
So that's where you'd use an umlaut, maybe?
I mean, there's some obvious ones that haven't been said. You guys are already on umlauts and ampersands.
That's true.
So what are you in? You in, you out?
The greater sign or less than sign? The little alligator?
You're out.
Okay.
I don't care.
The little alligator.
Is there anything left?
Yeah, comma.
We did comma.
We did comma.
No, I mentioned comma when I was reading that guy's sentence, but no one ever said comma.
All the ones I said. Comma wasn't mentioned? How was comma not mentioned when we mentioned semicolon?
Hyphens?
Mm-hmm.
Dashes? What do you see here? A hyphen and a dash.
Aren't they the same? Is one longer?
Is a dash and a slash different?
Yes.
Oh, a slash is slanted.
A slash is different than a dash.
A dash is straight. A slash is...
A dash is just a pinch of a hyphen.
What about a dash and a tad?
This is why punctuation is they're going extinct. We're not using it. It's not even fun to talk about.
No.
In a recent poll, most Americans say they very often use periods. Like, they will still stick to the period, you know, when they're writing text or anything like that. They use capital letters. 64% still use capital letters. Some people just don't even bother. It's just like, what the hell? Not the start of a sentence, proper names, whatever, F it. 10% say they rarely use periods or capitals. So 1 in 10 out there are just basically just under lowercase letters with no punctuation.
I will capitalize.
Wait, capital letters are not considered a
form. No, this is in there in people's writing. And 71% of Americans claim to be writing good.
And stuff.
24% say they write gooder.
Mm. The goodest of all the writers.
18% say not very goody at all. And
speaking of percent,
5%
what about-
say they're not... at all gooder.
Oh, dear. What about the percentage sign? Is that a punctuation?
No. I think we can move on. I mean, I was trying to end it.
Oh, okay, good.
The number one type of American writing for Americans to do is text messages. Mm-hmm. That's the email second, followed by work documents. Right?
What's that?
Journal entries. You mean keeping a journal?
No.
Journaling's supposed to be good for you. I mean, it's kind of like a purge meditation, so to speak, like get it off your mind because you wrote it down and now you kind of it's like save space or something. I don't know.
I just have an itchy nipple journal. That's it.
Nonfiction essays. Anybody working on a nonfiction essay? Not even you, Renee.
I'm working on a what's up essay.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh yeah. Oh,
Figure you're working on an essay at some point. At least your wife should be. Right?
How did the Chola get pregnant? Her teacher told her to go home and do an essay. Whole time joke. You're welcome.
Do you know all Mexican jokes?
Not all, but I know a lot.
All right, so like sometimes we do Stump the Lesbian, and people call in and tell Heidi lesbian jokes, mm-hmm. and then she has to come up with the punchline. Mm-hmm. Like, and if you stump her, you win a prize. Want to do Stump the Mexican?
Sure.
All right, 818-955-2955. Call up and tell a Mexican joke, okay. and we'll see if Renee knows the punchline, because he says he knows them all.
I don't know all. I just know a lot.
Well, to claim you know a lot.
My dad used to tell me a lot before he died.
Okay, so yeah. then you should be.
There you,
you
go.
Should know.
So I have prizes to give away, so let's play Stump the Mexican. 818-955-2955. You got a Mexican joke? I mean, a one-liner. I don't want some big story. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to follow along with this long, drawn-out Mexican joke.
Like,
I got OC Rewind Fest. I got MGK with Wiz Khalifa. That's tomorrow. Six pairs for that. I got Blink 182, Billy Idol for tomorrow night. And don't forget, in about 6 minutes, I got a four-pack for you at Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. So, if you got a good Mexican joke. Not one call, 818-955-2955. Are you kidding?
I got one for you, Renee. What did
Freedom
the,
of speech is all the rage, yeah. folks. Come mm-hmm. on, let's go.
Kick it off.
What did the Mexican firefighter name his twin sons?
Jose and Jose B.
All right, all right. So
you, see, that's an example.
I don't win a prize.
That's an
I don't win a prize.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I did not stump him. All that's right. what we're talking about.
Yeah, all right, we got some calls coming in.
All right, Renee, what do you call a Mexican little person?
He's a paragraph because he's not a full essay.
Yep, nice.
Oh, nice. You do know a lot of these.
And Jordan would not win a prize.
Full essay. All right. No, somebody said no one said ellipses.
No, we did
a whole thing. On,
we did a whole.
We did under, dot, dot, dot. Underscore the tilde.
The
that's
tilde.
That
oh,
we're doing like wavy hyphen.
Yeah.
The tilde.
It goes over it the makes end.
The tilde manana. Swinson, huh?
It turns mana, ma, manana into manana.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of.
This segment is Spanish. Effing up people's high. I just know it.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point.
Smoke weed every day.
All right. Stump the Mexican. Tell us a Mexican joke. Or tell Renee a Mexican joke. And then he will reveal the punchline. And if he gets hit, if he gets it right, you win nothing. But if you stump him, you win a prize. So, hello, Louie.
Hi, Frank.
Stump the Mexican.
Why do Mexicans cross the border 2x2?
Because the sign says no trespassing.
Damn. You are good, Renee.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Stump the Mexican.
Why did the Mexican take anti-anxiety medication?
Why did the Mexican take anti-anxiety medication, Renee?
Because he was a Mexican jumping bean?
It's for Hispanic attacks.
Hispanic attacks.
For Hispanic attacks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
That's a good one.
All right, Jennifer, what do you want?
I need a VIP, please.
All right, we'll give you a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. I'd also get you in the running to win that year subscription to blindbarrels.com. You like whiskey?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I do.
It's the best stuff out there. Stay on hold, Jennifer.
We'll it
hook,
is.
We'll hook Thanks, you up. Guys. Thank you.
Jennifer. Oh, nicely done.
All right. Yeah, so you're about 75% okay. on your guesses.
Yeah, I didn't know that one.
Hello, Jonathan.
Why is there no Mexico in the Olympics?
Why is there no Mexico in the Olympics?
Why is there yep. no? Are there no Mexicans in the Olympics? And then Mexico yep. has yeah, whatever.
Because
right. Nicely done.
There's
everyone who can run, jump or swim are already here.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna
stumble. No, he didn't Frank. Know it. He didn't know it, but I knew it. But yeah. I'm still gonna give you a prize for it because he didn't know it, but I knew it. All right, what do you want?
VIP.
All right, I'll give you VIP at IdeaFrank.com. People want that whiskey. Stay on hold.
I've heard that one before. I just couldn't think of the punchline.
I saw it on your eyes. I'm like, he knows. It's like, you know.
The hamster was
going.
It was
in there. And, yeah. It was in there.
Hello, Evelyn. We're playing Stump the Mexican. You tell Renee a Mexican joke, and he has to guess the punchline. If he misses it, you win a prize. Evelyn?
Evelyn?
Hey,
What is a Mexican favorite bookstore?
What's the Mexican's favorite bookstore, Renee?
That one I don't know. Stumped me.
All right, what is it?
Borders.
Borders. Jeez. How did you not know that?
I know, it was right there.
All right, Evelyn, what do you want?
Do you still have Blink 182 tickets?
I do. Blink 182 for you. Congratulations. That's October 4th.
Here's how my brain, here's how the hamster on the wheel in my brain, I was going, Barnes and Noble. I mean, that's my Barnes and Noble. No, that's probably not it.
Racist.
I
didn't
even think kidding. I'm like, I don't know. Well,
wait till Brownback gets a load of this bit that we're doing.
Can I try one?
You want to try stuff, Renee?
Yeah.
All right.
Renee, what do you call a Mexican that's run out of gas?
I don't know what.
Joaquin.
He said walking.
Joaquin.
No, it's Joaquin. Jesus Christ.
I feel like
here's a jelly bean. Just for messing up the name Joaquin and said he's called walking. Eat that. What is that? Wet dog or banana?
That's your punishment.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, what you do? Beans for bad jokes. My God,
this jar. We're gonna need a bigger bean. Yeah,
they got a backup jar. That's just for today alone.
Oh my God. Ooh, still got the tag on it. It is brand new.
All right, hello, Todd.
Hey,
we're playing Stump the Mexican in the 6 o'clock hour because you're the only hour that can handle it.
Okay, what do you call a Mexican baptism?
Bean dip.
Oh man!
I had to think that one out, but he did. He ended up getting a bean dip. Wow! All right, hello, Jeff.
Hey guys.
Hi, Jeff.
Stump the Mexican.
What is a Mexican's favorite sport?
I don't know what.
Cross country.
All right, Jeff. What do you want?
What do you have?
I got Billy Idol tickets. I got Blink 182. I got the last show for The Who. I got MGK and Wiz Khalifa and OC Rewind Fest.
Billy Idol, please.
All right, Billy Idol, those are yours. And right now, for all the other open phone lines, stay on hold. We'll hook you up. For all the other open phone lines, call in right now because it's caller 40 looking for you. 818-955-2955 to give you a 4-pack to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Yes. So he brought up sports and Mexicans. Do they have many Mexicans in baseball? Or is that more like a...
It's more of like Dominican Republic.
Yeah, Cubans, right.
And there's not very many like Chicanos.
Yeah, when you see a Spanish name, it's probably from... Cuba or Dominican Republic or something like that when you're interested in baseball. All right, Major League Baseball approves use of robot umps. Since punctuation is disappearing, now the umpire might be disappearing. Yep. Is that disappearing completely? Like, there's nobody behind the plate? Is there somebody behind the plate for those,
from what I've read, there's going to be somebody behind the plate, but there's going to be like an automated, so like a batter will be able to challenge a call, a ball or
the batter,
or a strike. Yeah. So like,
that's not going to slow baseball down.
Right.
But we're trying to speed it up. Now every pitch is going to be, wait a second, go look at the camera.
They should just have a robot out there. Strike.
Yeah.
Is there a penalty if you are wrong? Kind of like if you throw the red flag and challenge flag and you lose a timeout if you're wrong.
I assume there would be. I think so. But I think there's only three challenges per at bat, if I'm correct.
Per at bat?
Correct.
That's going to, boy.
Maybe not. But
maybe one per bat.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's a new rule, I guess. Also, Rudy Johnson, former NFL Pro Bowl running back, dies by suicide at the age of 45. So, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I said might be some CTE involved there.
Horrible.
It's terrible.
Each team gets two challenges per game with the robot umps.
There you go.
Okay.
But even, I feel like even two's a lot.
And you'd be saving that to the very end of the game when you're just like, okay, we're not making a challenge in the depending on what the score is.
Right.
If we need another pitch.
Or if you use it for strategy.
Or if you're getting blown out like 18-2 or something like that. Why are you going to use it?
How are the Dodgers doing?
Oh,
I guess not so well.
Bullpen is horrendous. They blew the Tanner Scott, their closer, his 10th blown save this year. Dodgers had the lead, and he comes in and just blows it. And it was
they lost
5-4 because he's a closer, and we signed him to a 4-year deal. Three more years of pain.
Maybe move him in the lineup.
There's nobody else who's like so doing well that we put into close.
No, Blake Trinan, he's not doing good, and I'm just so nervous going into the playoffs.
Okay, not looking good. Maybe we're getting that out of our system now and then get on a hot streak.
Yeah,
hopefully. All right, hello, Rich.
Hey guys, it's Rich Sands. How you doing?
Oh, you actually won. You're caller 40. You want to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights?
Absolutely.
Well, you're going, Rich. Jeez.
Hey, I got a fun story for you. You were talking about embarrassing moments a couple weeks ago. I had the most embarrassing moment at your Party of Hope. Yeah. When I got there, the first person I saw, I go, "Oh, my God, Rodney, how you doing?" I gave him a big hug, and I stepped back and looked. It wasn't Rodney. It was Horace.
Oh, God. No. What?
Well, that's better than being emo.
Yeah.
Could have been way more embarrassing.
Yeah, that's true.
Rodney
yeah.
with a wig and a mustache.
It was so embarrassing. Luckily, Deep Cut Dennis saved me.
Well, thank you, Rich, for coming out to our events. And congratulations on your four-pack. You just won the 640 four-pack. Got another four-pack at 740 for you all.
You just have to say, "I'm so sorry, I'm drunk, and I don't have my glasses on. I am so sorry, I forgot my glasses. I can't
still don't
see
think
a thing."
That's a good excuse. They look completely
nothing. I know.
All right, some texts coming in for the Stump the Mexican. Okay. You were doing so well. You started off on a hot streak.
Like the Dodgers.
949, what do you call a Mexican punk band?
I don't know.
Blink 182.
Yeah, they're good.
It's right there. Damn it.
I know.
What do you call it when Renee gets a history quiz question wrong?
Stupid.
Bean boozled.
Oh, my God. Well, combining two things.
I mean, that's actually the punishment of the game. It's bean boozled. No wonder you lose so much.
I know, right? They named it after me.
Next, let's do white people jokes. No disrespect. I would love to.
Let's do it.
Stump the cracker. Tell us some good white people jokes. Want to move on from Mexicans to crackers?
All right.
Sure. Yeah. Or just white people? I guess I don't want to be disparaging to white folks. So stump whitey. Can you say that? Is that still disparaging? I don't know. You tell me. Because white people don't seem to mind any of that. So what would be the most derogatory thing you could call a white person? It's not a joke. Cracker? Whitey?
No.
Honky.
What?
Honky.
Honky? Okay.
Big Jefferson's fan, huh?
Oh, you know my John Mayer under the white people jokes?
That's great.
Gotta go. Stump the honkies. Me and Heidi will team up on this one. Oh, Johnny too.
Yeah.
See if we've heard
Jordan, you should have helped out at least half the jokes.
your mom's half?
He didn't need my help. He was doing good.
Should have answered half the jokes at least.
Ah, you know us, Mexicans. Right. You got to do your own
We're doing Stomp the Honky. Or not Stomp the Honky. Stomp.
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 No stomping.
Stomp. Stomp the Honky. It got aggressive.
Yeah, you really got aggressive on that. We just want to hear jokes.
They're written on the bottom of our shoes.
Stomp. Is there any? Let me see. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. Use my hands. Your body is a wonderland. What do you call a Mexican who hates protein powder?
No way.
No way, Jose.
No way, Jose. No.
Okay. I got halfway there.
What did the cholo say with one leg?
Not even.
Yep.
Renee. Let's see.
You know, you're going to have pages and pages and pages and pages of these.
What do you call a bunch of Mexicans on acid? Baked beans.
Oh my God, Renee.
Why was the Mexican on Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Oh, man. Renee, do you know this one?
He has car insurance and was an only child.
Wow.
That was from text.
That was great.
Not one honky joke.
What's a Mexican's favorite arcade game?
What do you say, Renee?
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Again, I went with Space Invaders. That's not right, Heidi. You can't just make it with an accent, and that's not the joke.
America Invaders.
I mean, come on.
I said Frogger.
We're not supposed to talk about the bloody mole, but there's a bloody mole winking me in the face. I'm going to chirp it off and cut it up and make some guacamole.
Oh, my God.
Guacamole. Oh, wow.
Guacamole.
Oh, yeah. All right. Guacamole. All right. Hey, Christopher.
Hello.
All right. Stump the honky.
Hey. Yeah, what do you call a bunch of white guys sitting on the bench?
A bunch of white guys sitting on the bench?
I know this one.
What is it, Joey?
The NBA.
You got me. There you go. You got it.
Yeah, the NBA. All right,
Christopher. You got me.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, Steve. Stump the honky.
Yeah. Good morning. Why don't Mexicans play baseball?
Oh, no, this is Mexican. Okay. Why don't they play baseball?
Yeah, why don't they play baseball?
Oh, man.
Renee is a baseball fan and a Mexican.
Because
I don't know.
I don't know. Why?
Because there's no place to run home.
I don't get it.
But there is a place to run. Okay.
Well, because they're crossing the border and they're trying to find a place to find a home.
Right, no.
It seems worse when you got to explain it, Steve.
Yeah.
All right. David, you got to stump the honky joke?
Oh, you got it. Good morning. Happy birthday, Heidi.
Thank you so much.
All right. What's the joke?
What do you call a school bus full of white people?
What do you call a school bus full of white people? Anybody? I don't know. You know, I don't know. What do you call it?
A Twinkie. Come on now. That's an old school one.
A Twinkie. Because it's yellow on the outside and all white on the inside. Oh, you got a prize. What do you want? Billy Idol. You got Blink 182. You got The Who, MGK and Wiz Khalifa, OC Rewind Fest. What do you want?
Just let me get a VIP, please.
I'll give you a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com. Stay on hold and we will hook you up, my friend. All right. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, time to get a look at traffic. We're going to come back. We got the birthdays for September 24th. Nobody in particular, except for Heidi.
Exclamation point.
Actually, there was a birthday. Whose is it? It was that chick from...
Oh, I'm good at this game. Let's go. That chick from... Give me a clue.
She's Greek.
Oh, Greek chick. Nia Vardalos.
Yes. She's 63 years old.
Thank you. I told you I'm good at it.
Her new, my big fat Greek menopause.
Can relate.
It's coming out theaters next Friday.
It's all right. Hot and sweaty.
Let's get some traffic and come right back. We're out of here, Frank. I love the shape you take when crawling towards the pillowcase. You tell me where to go. Though I might leave to find it, I'll never let your hand hit the bed without my hand behind it. You want love? We'll make it.
Swing a deal.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for The Heidi and Frank Show. Thanks for listening.